This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Bridge Magazine and the Michigan Campaign Finance Network teamed up for an investigative report on votes in the legislature that could easily be viewed as self-serving. For example, the owner of a business that installs septic systems sponsoring a bill that would grant emergency waivers from seasonal vehicle weight limits for septic tank haulers. How about this one? The president of a real estate management company sponsoring a bill that would make it more difficult to sue landlords for damages arising from a bed bug infestation. And then a state senator telling a hometown newspaper he could not vote on a bill that came to the Senate floor because it would give his daughter, a judge, a raise. And then voting yes on the same bill when it returned to the Senate. Joining us as they do most Fridays are the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, Susan Demas, and senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants, Ken Sikkema. He's also a former Republican legislative leader. So according to the Center for Public Integrity, Michigan ranks dead last in the nation in regulating legislative conflicts of interest. This is not really new. Susan, where has the public outcry been?
I don't think that many people are aware of this. I think it falls under the unfortunate rubric of inside baseball, but I think a lot of people would probably be pretty shocked to hear that this happens. You know, I used to cover the legislature every day, and I remember during the 2011 tax overhaul that Governor Rick Snyder championed, that included a huge tax break for S-Corps. And there are many members of the legislature who have a S-Corps. I've got one, but not at the time, obviously, and I'm not a legislator.
Right. I reported that at the time, and at least one-third of the legislators did.
Yeah. And they voted on it, and this issue came up. Democrats raised it, and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly laughed it off and said, oh, well, we all have children, and we can vote against getting rid of the child tax break. We're okay with it. It just kind of shows how this has not been taken very seriously.
Ken, is conflict of interest discussed among members in the legislature?
Lester, I'm going to be the fly in the ointment here. I think it's a non-issue. And I think, frankly, the Bridge article is unfortunate. It creates the impression that the legislature is self-serving and, by definition, corrupt, that they're there to feather their own nest, and that just isn't true. The fact of the matter is that any bill or amendment that's introduced has to run the gauntlet of committee votes, you know, 56 votes in the House, 20 in the Senate, a governor's signature. These votes are public and transparent, and legislators are pretty good at sniffing out when other legislators might be purely self-serving or more regularly just serving their own constituents. And I think I read that article, and they quoted some legislators saying this self-serving thing was rampant, and it's not rampant.
Ken, let me follow up on that because, you know, these guys were able to figure out who did have companies and who were introducing these bills. But there's no transparency with the legislature because they don't have to self-report whether there's a possible conflict of interest. They don't have to tell us if they own a business. So don't you think that would be good in the interest of government transparency?
No. I think it's more laws, more bureaucracy. More opportunity for baseless political charges to be made in election years. And, you know, this notion of trust, there's no trust in government anywhere. And, you know, just because a state has some financial disclosure law like Florida, do you think people in Florida trust government more than people in Michigan? I don't think so. I think people are concerned about issues that really affect them, like roads and education, environmental protection. Is our drinking water safe? So more laws and more bureaucracy that doesn't accomplish anything. No, I don't. And I don't think that's harmless to do that. I think it actually does create harm because in this day and age, then people can just use it to make baseless political charges in election years.
Susan, the Bridge and MCFN report looked at how often legislators recuse themselves because of conflict of interest. The frequency of that happening has declined sharply in recent years, according to the report. What does that tell us?
I'm honestly not sure what that indicates. You know, I think Ken just made a really impassioned case, and I don't completely disagree with it. But I also don't think that it would create an undue burden to have better conflict of interest rules in Michigan. And I have no idea if this would improve people's perception of government. I'm very skeptical. I don't think that's a reason not to do it. I do think that there are definitely times when legislators should recuse themselves. And frankly, unless they're forced to, they're not going to.
Ken, it says in the Senate rules that senators cannot vote on matters in which they have a personal, private, or professional interest. It's not law. There's no set penalty. What's the point of having that in there if it's not, if it's ignored?
Because the rules create standards for the Senate. And every senator has to comply with the standards created by the rules. And they do, by and large. And, you know, my 8 years in a Senate, four as leader, there were occasions where senators would recluse themselves from votes. But if you look at the corruption and ethical problems in the Michigan legislature over the last few years, for example, when I was in the Senate, we expelled David Jay, Todd Corser, Cindy Gamrat were expelled in the House, right? One of them resigned before expulsion. They had nothing to do with conflict of interest. They had to do with other matters and unethical behavior that had nothing to do, frankly, with their votes. But I think it's important to be in the Senate rules, and 99.9% of legislators are ethical, and they're going to comply with the rules. That's why it's in there.
Susan, do you think there should be something that you mentioned, more transparency and what interests the legislators have? Is there more that can be done or should be done in dealing with this?
Yeah, I don't see any reason why we can't have legislation like 32 other states do. I don't think that that is an undue burden, and I think it would increase transparency. And, you know, I've never heard that these laws have worked in a fashion in other states where legislators are being wrongly accused of conflicts of interest, and they've been so poorly written that they shouldn't be on the books.
Susan Demas is the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Lester.
Thanks.